And this is, in the English service, we have been going through the Gospel of John from the beginning to now.
我们英文教堂是从约翰福音第一章开始到现在。
So I've been here for about 2 years, and we finally made it to chapter 17.
我在这里讲了两年，现在才讲到第十七章。
So maybe by the end of summer, I'll have to find another book to study.
到夏天的时候，我们可以讲另外一个福音了。
So you are going to have this message that's kind of from the middle of all of the study that we've done about John.
所以我们是从头开始。
And the name of the title is Dangerous Truth.
我们今天的题目是危险的真理。
As Christians, we like to talk about truth.
作为基督徒，我们谈论真理。
We believe there is one true God.
我们相信主是唯一的真神。
We believe that the Bible is completely true.
我们相信圣经是真实可靠的。
And we believe that Jesus is the truth.
我们认定耶稣就是真理。
We value honesty.
我们看重诚实。
And we believe that lying is a sin.
我们认为撒谎是一个罪恶。
But the truth is many of us do not really want to know the truth.
但是事实的真相是我们中间中有很多人并不愿意了解真理。
We don't mind hearing about the truth.
我们可以听这个真理。
But Christian truth is different.
但是基督的真理是不同的。
God's truth confronts us at every level.
我们生活的每一个层面都面对神的真理。
Nothing can be hidden from it.
没有任何事情可以逃避神的真理。
God's truth makes us look at ourselves.
神的真理让我们审查自己。
And when we look at ourselves, we realize that we do not match the truth.
神的真理让我们看到我们是不是违背了神的真理。
God's truth compels us to be different.
神的真理让我们迫使我们不同，与众不同。
His truth compels us to change.
他的真理让我们改变。
His truth compels us to become more like Jesus.
神的真理让我们变得更像耶稣基督。
People often say they want to hear the truth.
人们经常说我们想听到真理。
But only if the truth does not change them.
如果这个真理不理会他们的话。
Only if the truth will not leave them alone.
这个真理不理会他们。
God's truth will not leave you alone.
但是神的真理不同，他们不会不会不理会你。
If you seek his truth,
如果你寻求神的真理，
it will change you.
神的真理会改变你。
And that is why we call it dangerous truth.
这是我们说为什么叫危险的真理。
The Bible verses for today come from John 17.
今天的经文from 从约翰福音第十七章开始。
This is the longest prayer by Jesus that we have in the Bible.
这是圣经上记载的耶稣最长的祷告。
It is sometimes called the high priestly prayer.
有时候我们叫它大祭司的祷告文。
He is praying just a short time before he will be arrested.
他是在被捕前不久被做的这个祷告。
He is either in the Garden of Gethsemane or on the way there.
他在可西马利园或者是在去可西马利园的路上做的这个祷告。
His disciples are with him.
他的门徒跟他在一起。
In less than a day, Jesus will be dead.
在不到一天的时间耶稣会离开这个世界。
He knows what is coming.
耶稣知道他会面临的一切。
But he takes the time to pray.
他用心来做这个祷告。
He prays first for the completion of his mission.
他为他完成这个使命做祷告。
That he might do it in a way that shows the world who God truly is.
他向世人展现谁是真神。
At the end of the prayer, he prays for us.
在祷告的最后他为我们祷告。
He prays for everyone who will believe.
他为那些未来信主的人祷告。
But in the section that we look at today, he prays for his disciples.
但是我们今天看的经文是他为他的门徒祷告。
For the ones who walked with him during his earthly ministry.
是同他在一起在世时一同服侍的门徒们祷告。
He knows that they're about to go through a very difficult time.
他知道这些门徒会碰到很多艰难困苦。
In less than an hour, they will see him arrested.
大概一个小时以后，他就会被捕。
They will abandon him.
这个门徒会遗弃他。
They will hide in fear.
那门徒会害怕，躲藏。
They will doubt him.
他们会怀疑他。
He will also be leaving them soon.
但是门徒最终会相信他。
And they will face persecution.
他们门徒会遭受迫害。
They will be challenged with a growing church.
这些门徒会碰到很多挑战。
And they will have problems as more Gentiles become Christians.
他们会碰到外邦人转成基督徒，还有教会内部的一些挑战。
Jesus prays for them and asks that God will keep them united as one.
耶稣为他们祷告，为这个所有的门徒合而为一。
So we'll read from the passage. I'll read a verse and then we'll have the translation. So John 17 verses 6 through 19.
我们现在读神的话语是在约翰福音第十七章第六到十九节。是在你的新约的203页这个圣经上我们读神的话语。
So verse 6, I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world.
第六节说你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明给他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。第七节，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那来的。第八节，因为你所赐给我的道，我也赐给他们，他们也领受，又确实知道我是从你那里出来的，并且信你差我来。第九节，我也为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，求为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的。第十节，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因为他们得了荣耀。第十一节，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那去。圣父啊，求你因我所赐给你的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。第十二节，我同他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守他们，我也慰抚了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。第十三节，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说的话是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。第十四节，我已将你的道赐给他们，世上又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。第十五节，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。第十六节，他们不属于世界，正如我不属于世界一样，求你用你的真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。第十八节，你怎样差我到世上来，我也怎样差他们到世上。第十九节，我为他们的缘故自己分别成圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
So Jesus begins in verses 6 through 13 by explaining what has already happened.
耶稣在第六章第六节第十三节表明他们所做的事。
He says, Father, you gave me these disciples.
他说父王你将这些门徒赐给我们。
He says, I gave them your word.
我将你的道赐给他们。
He says, they have received your word and kept it.
他们领受并遵守神的道。
He says, I have kept them united, but I am leaving.
我保守他们合而为一，但是现在我要走了。
He says, when I leave, you must keep them united.
我离去后，求你务必保守他们合一。
Now, why is Jesus praying this?
为什么耶稣做这个祷告呢？
God already knows all of this.
神已知道一切。
Jesus is praying so that his disciples hear and know.
神祷告的目的是让他的门徒明白这一切。
They know that he cares about them.
门徒知道耶稣关心他们。
They know that he has noticed that they have learned about who he is.
耶稣知道门徒知道耶稣从哪里来。
But in the later verses, they will learn that there are challenges coming.
然后在最后几个章节呢，他们会知道会有一些挑战。
Jesus is not telling them only the good things.
耶稣不仅是告诉他们好的一面。
He's being honest.
他很诚实。
There will be hard times.
耶稣说会有困难的时候。
This is very important.
这是个很关键的。
When we only want to tell the good, it's like telling people how great it will feel when you jump off a tall building and not tell them what will happen when you hit the ground.
这个很关键，就是好像我们说事情的时候只说好的一面，比如说你从高处往下跳，那个感觉很好，但是没有知道跳下来以后你碰到地会怎么样。
It's true, falling through the air might feel good.
从这个在空中上跳是很舒服的感觉。
But hitting the ground will be a very terrible thing.
但是你碰到地可能命就没了。Advertising
does this.
很多广告就这么做。
On television, radio, and magazines, always wants to tell you the good things.
在电视、报纸、收音机上都会说好的一面。
The Navy used to say, join the Navy, see the world.
我们看到海军的征兵广告说去看世界。
Made it sound like it was one big fun party.
听起来说去当海军是个很高兴的事情。
It did not talk about boot camp and training and work and war.
他们没有说这个新兵训练员多么的苦，还有打仗，可能冒生命的危险。
Christianity should not be this way.
我们基督徒不应该是这样。
Many people think we should only talk about the good things of Christianity.
很多人认为我们基督徒应该只说好的。
They think we should only talk about the positives of being a Christian.
我们只应该谈这个正面的，作为基督徒正面的事情。
Things like heaven,
比如天堂。
Eternal life,
永生。
Forgiveness,
饶恕。
Love,
爱。
Peace,
平安。
Joy,
喜乐。
Purpose,
生活的目的。
And all of these things are good and true.
这些东西都是好的，也是对的，也是真的。
But when we only talk about these things, we miss out on a big part of what Christianity is.
但是我们只谈这一部分的话，会缺少这个整个基督教的教义。
People who have this kind of Christianity only want to talk about what we receive.
这样的基督徒呢，只会想到获取。
But this is not true Christianity.
但是这不是真正的基督徒。
It is only half of the truth.
只是这个真理的一半。
Half truth is a lie.
一半的真理就是谎言。
The whole truth is that we have sin.
我们完全的真理是我们每人都有罪。
The whole truth is we must change.
是真正的真理是我们必须改变。
The whole truth is we must grow, and that means sometimes doing things that we don't like or that make us feel uncomfortable.
真理是我们必须要长大，有时候我们必须做一些我们自己不喜欢的事情。
It means sometimes we will fail, even when we're trying to do what is right.
有时候我们很努力去做事情，但是我们也很有可能失败。
It means we'll be sad and alone.
我们有时候会很沮丧，很
失望。When we get the truth right, it means the world will hate us.
当我们把事情做对的时候，这个世上又会恨我们。
People will push us away.
我们会遭排挤。
Many people will see and hear the gospel in our lives and reject it.
很多人听到这个好的福音，但是他们会拒绝。
But God promises to walk with us.
但是神，会保守我们。
He promises to hold us together.
他说会跟我们在一起。
And so the whole truth brings together all the good things, but also the many challenges that we face.
So, 这个完整的真理应该是我们要看的好的一面，但是我们也会有困难的一面。
In verse 14, Jesus says that he has given his disciples God's word.
第十四节说耶稣给门徒他的真理。
And the thing that we learn here is that God's word will take us out of this world.
神的真理说我们要脱离世俗。
And I'm not talking physically.
我们不是说我们身体会离开这个世界。
When we really understand God's word,
当我们真正明白神的道理。
When we really confront the truth,
我们面对这个真理。
Our lives are changed.
我们的生命会改变。
Not just our actions or words.
不仅仅是我们的行动，我们的话语。
But our thoughts are changed too.
所以还有我们的思想也会改变。
How we think about the world.
我们怎么看这个世界。
What we think about our purpose.
我们的人生观。
How we see other people around us.
我们待人接物的观点。
The world values winners and success and getting as much as we can.
这个世上是看重的那个赢家，看重怎样最大的获取这个利润。
When God's word changes us, we think less of ourselves.
神的话改变我们，会让我们少考虑自己。
We think less of our success.
我们不会太多考虑自己的成功。
We think more about working together and helping each other.
我们会更考虑跟别人合作，怎么帮助别人。
When God's word changes us, we cannot just live for ourselves.
当神的话改变我们的时候，我们不仅是为自己活着。
We do not live just for our families.
我们不仅是我们自己的家庭合作。
We do not live just for our ethnic group.
我们不仅是为我们这个小的民族活着。
We do not even live just for our church.
我们也不仅仅是我们的教会而活着。
We live together as Christians seeking first how we can unite rather than divide.
我们作为一个教会在一起生活，我们考虑怎样合作，不是怎样考虑纷争。
Christians must show the world the way. And God's way is that we are united and not divided.
神的道是让我们在一起团结合而为一，而不是分开。
We must show them how Jesus brings together people who otherwise would not be together.
我们要让世人看到耶稣把那些不合群的人合在一起。
Think about this. In the world, Where do people of different ages, different education, different amounts of money, different languages, different ethnic groups, all come together regularly and join together?
我们可以看看这个世界上的人有不同的教育背景，不同的富裕程度，不同的这个背景都不一样，这些人怎么可能在一起生活呢？
Where do all these people come together as one united group?
这些不同背景的人怎么可能生活在一起？
Maybe in Hawaii we see it in our families.
说不定在夏威夷我们一个小的家庭可以做到。
Maybe our children marry other ethnic groups.
我们的小孩跟别的种族的人结婚。
But really, nowhere else do we see this.
但是我没看到别的地方会有这么好的情况发生。
Except in a healthy church.
但是一个健康的教会是有可能发生的。
People from different backgrounds freely coming together as one people, united by our belief in Jesus.
人们从不同的背景来到一个教会做神的子女。
When we are together, united, we show the world who Jesus is.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹合而为一，我们会向世界上展示我们是一起的。
So God's word will make us different from this world.
所以神的道让我们跟这个世上不一样。
But when we are different, it will also make us a target.
我们因为跟世界上不同，所以我们可能会成为别人的靶子。
Jesus prays that his disciples would be protected.
耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
Why would he pray for protection?
为他们为保护他们祷告，为什么会保护他们呢？
What if you were getting into your friend's car and your friend asked if you have medical insurance?
如果你打你朋友的车，你朋友问你，你有没有医疗保险啊？
What kind of driver do you think your friend would be if they wanted to make sure you had medical insurance?
你可以想象你的朋友，他会不会有麻烦，开车技术会不会好？
Would you want to ride with this person?
你还想搭他的车吗？
Probably not.
应该不会吧。
We only need protection if there is danger.
如果有危险的时候，我们才需要保护。
Jesus prays for protection because there is danger.
耶稣为他的门徒祷告是因为有很多危险，他的门徒有很多危险。
The more that you know God's word and live it,
你越知道神的话语，
the more you do this, the more you will be different from the world.
你越多知道神的话语呢，你跟世界上越不相同。
And the more that you are different from the world, the more the world will want to attack you.
你跟世界上越不相同呢，世界上就会这个向你攻击。
The world says it likes different.
世上的人说他们喜欢改变，喜欢不同。
It only likes a certain kind of different.
他们只喜欢那种有一定限度的改变。
It does not like different that challenges it or takes away its excuses.
他们不喜欢挑战，不喜欢把他们的借口拿掉。
It does not like a difference that says that there is another way to live, a better way to live.
他们不喜欢说，听到说有更好的一种生活方式。
And it does not like a difference that says Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life.
他们不喜欢听到说耶稣是真理，耶稣的方式是唯一的方式。
God's word also makes us a target of Satan.
耶稣的 神的真理 也会让我们成立这个撒旦的靶子。
Many Christians do not believe in Satan.
很多基督徒并不相信撒旦。
One of the reasons is that he doesn't need to bother them.
其中一条原因就是撒旦并不理会他们。
These Christians are no threat to him.
这些基督徒并不构成撒旦的威胁。
They're living a good life.
他们生活优越。
But they are not working for God's kingdom.
他们不是在神的国度里工作。
Satan will leave them alone in their good life.
撒旦不会理会他们。
In fact, the worst thing would be for them to think there is a threat.
实际上，如果他们真正在神的道理做事的话，那就很糟了。
When we live God's word, we become salt and light in the world.
当我们在主的国里，行事的时候，我们就成为光，成为盐。
We help God's kingdom advance.
我们扩展神的国度。
And then we become a threat to Satan.
这样我们就成了撒旦的靶子了。
And Satan will then want to stop us.
撒旦就会阻止我们。
Jesus also prays here that we will be made holy.
耶稣也为我们成圣而祷告。
That we will be made holy by the truth, and the truth is God's word.
我们因主的道而成圣。
So God's word makes us holy.
神的话让我们成圣。
This is another way of saying we will become targets.
这也是我们成为靶子的另外一种说法。
Holy means that we're set apart.
我们成圣 means 就是说我们跟别人不同。
The holier we become, the more we're set apart.
我们越圣洁，我们越跟世上不同。
The holier we become, the more we look different from the world.
我们越圣洁，越跟世界上看的不一样。
We become more like Jesus.
我们更像耶稣基督。
And the world killed Jesus.
但是这个世上，把耶稣杀了。
We need to be in His Word.
我们必须留在这个世上。
If we want to be holy.
如果我们想成圣的话。
If we want to be like Jesus.
如果我们想像耶稣一样的话。
It's more than reading, and it's more than listening to sermons.
我们不仅是要听到读神的话语。
We need to really study and know His word.
我们必须研究神的话语。
It's too late when we're in the middle of a situation to try to remember what God's word says.
如果什么事情已经发生了，你再来想神的话语，那也太晚了吧。
We need to know God's word.
我们必须明白神的道理。
To hide God's word in our hearts.
把神的话装在心里。
So that God's word is in every thought, every word, every action.
这样神的话会在我们每一句话、每一个行动、每一个思想中。
When we truly know God's word, His word will change us.
如果我们真正明白神的话语，神的道理会改变我们。
And in verse 18, Jesus says, God's word will help us accomplish God's mission.
第十八节，今天的经文的第十八节说，会神的话会帮助我们实现神的使命。
He tells us why he is praying for his disciples.
他告诉我们为什么为那些信徒门徒祷告。
He says he sent them into the world.
他说把门徒送到世上。
He sent them to do a mission.
他把门徒送到世上是有使命的。
And they need to be prepared to accomplish this mission.
这些门徒必须装备自己，为了完成使命的话。
If Jesus wanted to just keep his disciples safe, he could have just taken them with him.
他如果想这些门徒安全的话，他可以把门徒带走。
But he gave them a job to do.
但是他给他们任务。
And they needed to be ready.
他们必须准备好。
Jesus could do the same for us.
耶稣也可以同样。
Once we become Christians, he could just take us out of this world.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，他可以把我们带从世上带走。
But he leaves us here.
但是他把我们放在这里。
Not as a test of our faith or to prove what we really believe.
他不是说要证明我们啊存在这个世界上。
He leaves us here because he gave us a mission.
他在我们把我们留在世上是有使命的。
And his mission is to help establish his kingdom.
他的使命是扩展神的国度。
When we encounter truth, we encounter Jesus.
当我们了解神的真理，我们就碰到耶稣。
And when we encounter Jesus, we are forever changed.
我们跟耶稣相遇以后，我们会永远的改变。
And Jesus is not a tame lion.
耶稣不是一个温驯的狮子。
He will lead us to safe and dangerous places.
他会把我们带到安全的地方，也会有危险的地方。
He will lead us to the boring and to the thrilling.
他会让我们经历烦躁无味，也可以让我们经历这个激动人心的地方。
We will meet people we love and who love us.
我们会碰到我们爱的人，也会碰到爱我们的人。
But when we follow Jesus, we will also meet our enemies.
当我们跟着耶稣，我们也会碰到我们的仇人。
And when we meet them, we will love them.
我们碰到仇敌的时候，我们也爱仇敌，爱他们。
When we follow Jesus, we'll have wonderful moments when we connect with people.
我们跟着耶稣，我们会碰到朋友，度过很好的时光。
But we'll also have awkward moments when we really don't know what to do or to say.
我们也会碰到不知道无知所措的那种尴尬的境界。
We will sometimes do things perfectly.
我们有时候做很漂亮的事情。
And sometimes we'll try to do what is right, but do it very poorly.
我们想非常努力想做好的事情，但是呢，我们还是做错了。
But this is how Jesus leads.
这是就是神的领导我们的方法。
He makes no promises except to lead.
他没有做其他的预言。
He walks with us through it all.
神在我们中间，跟我们一起同行。
But the truth is this: we must walk with Him.
但是我们必须跟着他走。
A lot of people like this poem called Footprints.
我们有很多人喜欢这首诗歌，叫做《足迹》。
And maybe you've read this poem or heard it.
你说不定你听到看到这个诗歌以前。
Sometimes in Christian bookstores, you'll see a picture of sand and footprints on the sand.
有时候在一些基督教杂志上看到海滩上一双足迹。
And the story goes that there's two sets of footprints, and then there's just one.
这个故事说，这个有时候你看到两双足迹在沙滩上，有时候呢又是看到一双。
And the question is asked, why is there just one set of footprints?
这个问题就来了，就说为什么有时候只有一双足迹呢？不是两双呢？
And the answer is because Jesus is carrying us.
这个答案是耶稣抱着我们，所以我们只有一双足迹。
When I hear that, it makes me feel good.
我听到这个故事的时候，我感到很激动，很好。
And in some ways it is true.
很多时候都是对的。
But it's not the whole truth.
但是并不是完全正确。
And it's not what the Bible emphasizes.
这并不是圣经所强调的。
The Bible doesn't really talk about Jesus carrying us.
这个圣经上并没有说耶稣怎么抱着我们。
He might carry our sin and carry our burdens.
他会抱着我们的罪恶，他会帮助我们。
But it doesn't really talk about him carrying you or me.
但并没说他抱着你，他只是抱着你的罪。
What the Bible emphasizes is this. Get ready to walk.
但是圣经教导我们说准备自己走。
Don't wait for me to pick you up.
不需要等我来接你。
Study my word.
研究我的话语，学习我的话语。
Be with my people.
跟我的门徒在一起。
Help each other to grow.
相互帮助成长。
Challenge each other to be more like me.
大家一起挑战，更像耶稣基督。
Dream my dreams.
做主的梦。
Follow me.
跟着主走。
But make no mistake.You must walk.
但是不要犯错，你必须跟着我走，你自己的走。
Jesus leads, and we follow.
耶稣领导，我们跟着主走。
And the truth is, we follow him wherever he leads.
我们的事实是，我们不管主走到哪里，我们都会跟着主走。
And so what I hope our prayer is this afternoon.Is this, Jesus, help us be students of your word so that we might know the truth and follow you wherever you lead.
所以我们今天下午的祷告是我们作为你的学生，我们学习你的话语，不管你走到哪里，我们都跟着你走。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们谢谢你的话语。
And we thank you for the example of Jesus.
谢谢你用耶稣作为我们的向导。
We thank you for your spirit that unites us.
我们感谢你的灵把我们合而为一。
And God, help us to respond to your spirit today.
主啊，请你帮助我们按今天的经文怎么反应。
Help us to want to be better students of your word.
帮助我们成为一个更好的学生。
Help your word to change our lives.
愿你的道改变我们的生命。
And change us so that we might do the mission you've given us for this world.
你改变我们的生命，让我们去执行你的使命。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
And we love you.
我们爱你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。